The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hour number two on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. We will get back into some college football in about 20 minutes as well. So we still react to some of the big games from Saturday. We'll start turning the page to this weekend as the week goes on. But obviously, some pretty major job openings in college football. We didn't have the first firing in college football last year until this time of year. Right now, there's 10 jobs open in college football.
And some big ones.
And some very, yeah, some very big, like some real brands are looking for their next head coach. Obviously, Mike Conte, who's just on with us. He's a Penn State alum and big fan of the program. And he said, who do you want? And he said, Urban Meyer. So there you go. And that's one of the many names that'll be out there. So we'll get back into that coming up in about 20 minutes from now. The back page with Bo at 1240, where I'm sure he will force us to talk about that baseball game that happened last night, which is fine. I have some opinions on it. I'll share them coming up at that point. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
NBA starts tonight, and I know we'll focus a lot more on the Hawks tomorrow. Rockets and Thunder tonight, Warriors and Lakers. Are you more excited for one or the other, or just generally happy basketball's back? The matchups themselves, Luka, no LeBron.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all of it. I can't, you know, it's always fun when I know Kevin Durant's played for a lot of different teams.
Yeah.
But that was the first franchise, technically, sort of, if that's, you know, depending on, but you know what I mean. That's where he played early part of his career. And now he's with the Rockets. There's a lot of expectations for them. I think they have a really good team. I know I've seen a lot of this going around social media. Their starting lineup, 4 of the 5 guys are 6'11".
Wait, what?
4 of the 5 guys are 6'11". Like, they can throw a lineup out there like that. And then their fifth guy is like 6'7".
A lot of length.
And then, yeah, it'll be fun to watch the Warriors and the Lakers as well. The hard part with the NBA season being so long and, like, this time of year is who's playing. I know LeBron's not. The games are on. The second game's going to be on so late. Like, are you really staying up?
That's
to watch
my
it?
Problem.
I might.
That's
try.
My problem.
I do want to see. I know Inside the NBA on ESPN is starting tonight, and they'll be doing tonight and tomorrow. I kind of want to see what that looks like, just because I really like watching that show, as everybody does.
For pregame,
mm-hmm.
I won't be around for the postgame edition.
Oh no, I'm not. No, I'm not going to see the postgame tonight.
But it was always the postgame that was more fun to me.
It's true. But when they do, they're going to say some wild stuff. I mean, they just will.
It'll all get thrown on social media.
Yeah, it'll be exactly. That's the thing. That's why, you know, I don't get to watch as much of game day as I used to. I kind of drop in here and there. But anything crazy happens, you see it on social media. They clip it.
They're not tonight, right? Or are they? Because tonight's NBA on NBC.
Oh, I thought they were doing tonight and tomorrow night. But
Are they? Maybe they are just a special without having the games. Because I think tonight's NBA on NBC doubleheader.
Oh, and that'll
kind of
be
a debut there.
That'll be fun too, because it's going to be a lot of new from a broadcast perspective this year. So that'll be interesting. All right, the Hawks debut tomorrow. We'll obviously spend more time talking about that and their season getting underway. But let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. All right, let's get back into what head coach Raheem Morris had to say to the media yesterday following the Falcons' frustrating, disappointing loss against the 49ers on Sunday night. Obviously, a lot of stuff that you would want to ask him about yesterday. 12 men on the field, 10 men on the field. How's Penix's health? How's Divine Diablo's health? Penix is day-to-day. Divine Diablo is week-to-week. They said they hope to get him back at some point this season. The 12-men, 10-men stuff, there's no explanation for it, so you can only make it worse by talking about it, but I understand why they're asked. And then Raheem was also asked why Bijan wasn't on the field on 4th-and-1, and here's what he said.
You know, obviously, the play before, I go the other way for you, but the play before that, obviously, in the 3rd-and-1, we ran a toss to Bijan. Bijan ran the toss outside. We got stuffed on the toss, and then Tyler came in right for him. We made the play call that we're going to throw it. Tyler came in right for him, and we're ready to go with our best play going to Drake on a play that we felt really good about, some things that we've done before in the past, and be able to get that off and do those things. But
all right.
They felt really good about it, too.
They did, yeah. They, based on what the DB...
They felt better about it than you did.
He was pretty familiar with the motion and looked like he was pretty ready for the play when it ran. Look, I mean, you know, there's no explanation that makes it better. I like what you said yesterday. I've heard other people echo it. You know, you can't spend all week, every week telling us he's the best player in the world and then not have him involved in one of the most important plays of the game. I also understand he's not going to play every single play. We want Algier to be a part of it. One of the criticisms yesterday was Algier only got 4 carries, and I didn't get the carry there either. I mean, maybe had they handed him the ball there, we'd feel a little bit differently about it if that was
And it's
plan.
All a hindsight thing, right?
Of course it is.
If the play to Bijan, or excuse me, to Drake is completed...
works, then we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
But it was almost pick six. It wasn't completed, and the game was effectively over with that failure.
Right. I mean, we know what it is.
A lot of hindsight, but you know...
But that's what I know. That's what it is. Like, I know that's always the funny thing about...
But to be fair...
Where people are like, well, hindsight is 20/20. Yeah, but it's also your job for foresight to be as close to 20/20 as possible. I know possible, but it's not that crazy to think that putting him on the field for a play like that, even if you're not going to give it to him, would be something for the defense to think about.
And to be fair, like, in the moment when I saw Drake motion, I'm like, this is so obvious what they're about to do.
The third down play call, no one liked either. And it's not just hindsight. That's something we talk about all the time. I understand that's what they do, and I probably need to just get my mind around it and stop complaining about it. But
you complain about it until it starts working.
It's just a philosophical flaw to me that in short yardage, you design a play to actively put the ball further from the line of scrimmage than he has to be. It goes from 3rd-and-1 to 3rd-and-7 when he gets the ball in his hands, and it's really hard to get all the way back and pick up the yard, especially in a game where you weren't having a lot of success running to that side of the line. You know what I mean? Like, it was the third play of the game. It was the 4th quarter, and he had 40 yards rushing. You weren't succeeding there. That wasn't the winning play.
I know that, like, defenses are designed to stop it, and you can do whatever you want defensively there. It just feels like every team in the league should be so much better at than they are, with the exception of one or two teams who excel.
Yeah. And I hindsight, all that, Monday morning, Tuesday morning quarterback, whatever. Like, they worked in that little Felipe Franks wrinkle.
Yeah, why wasn't that the play? You don't do that one of the two times?
That worked really well. It worked. You got the
It worked in two different ways.
And you drew them into a penalty on the,
if
on
anything,
the second one.
The penalty's more effective because it's 5 yards it's and not 1.5 yard game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know Felipe was on the injury list.
I'm probably oversimplifying it. But right, okay.
Are you, though? Like,
no, I don't think so.
Some teams out there run the same play.
Randy always says, football's simple, coaches make it hard.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when something works, you're like, oh, we've got to go away from it.
Get some wrinkles off of it?
No, just use it. They can't stop it.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
There were some atrocious short yardage plays in college football this weekend.
There always are.
Some terrible.
So
one guy tried to jump over a pile, but he jumped from 3 yards back, and he landed on the front side of the pile. He didn't even get there. He didn't even reach the pile.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a great play design. All right, here is Jahmyr Gibbs rushing for a very long touchdown last night.
force Tampa to play a little bit tougher than they
wanted. First down, hands to Jameer Gibbs. There he goes. Foot race, right side. You've got no shot at catching that man. 10-5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 78 yards, a bolt of lightning. And the Lions are an extra point away from doubling up their lead.
Yeah, Lions handled business last night against the Bucs 24-9. They are as good as it gets coming off a loss. That's 12 straight wins after a loss under Dan Campbell. They go to 5-2. They're 3-0 at home. Bucs are 5-2 as well. And, yeah, man, Lions offense is just a lot of fun to watch. Let's hear from the Seahawks-Texans game, the second Monday Night Football game from last night. I know the touchdown was good. The celebration was better.
First and 10, inside the 15. Looks, throws, fires to the end zone. Ball is caught! Touchdown! Seahawks! Dunking it over the bar is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
And Jigba got up on that thing, man. He dunked it on the crossbar. I know that's a penalty now, so they have to call it, which is dumb. They shouldn't. It's awesome. If you can do that, you should be allowed to do it. The Seahawks beat the Texans last night, 27-19. Jackson Smith and Jigba. And I think people know this, but if you don't, what a year that guy's having. He's now first in yardage, right?
By quite a by almost 200 yards, by 190 yards over Ja'Marr Chase. And doing so on amount of less catches.
We just needed about two more catches and 35 more yards. And we would have, sure, there's other people that had
You needed. You needed a more competitive opponent.
We did.
You would have had to keep throwing.
Yeah. Good win for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was really hoping that they were going to let them get back in that game there a little bit. That is what we
exactly.
Did.
They were handing the ball.
They salted the last two or 3 minutes of that game.
Can we talk about the Texans for a moment? Like, what's their prospects moving forward?
They're not particularly good. They don't have a good offensive line. I think C.J. Stroud is good, but they're
I think he's okay. Yeah. I think you can win with him. I don't think he's great.
No, they're not.
Did we get too far out in front the first year?
And absolutely.
They had success in the playoffs, and that means something heading into the next year. And now it's just like, I mean, they just got – how many teams are past them in that division now?
Yeah.
I mean, not the Titans, obviously.
Not the Titans. But, yeah, no, they're – you know, they –
They're just there.
They're just kind of there.
Didn't they go toe-to-toe with the Bengals?
Yeah. It's rookie year.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. They're in the playoffs. They're, even some of their defensive line looked really good, and they've just come back down to earth. They're a very average football team right now, certainly on the road. Mike Evans broke his collarbone, so he's likely to miss most of, if not all of, the remainder of the season. That means that 1,000-yard streak is going to come to an end, which really sucks. Pretty cool thing for him.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusion. Supply.
That's going to come to an end. Brandon Graham's coming back for the Philadelphia Eagles. I didn't even know that was something that was possibly going to happen, but he's returning to the Eagles for his 16th season. Missed the start of the year, but
says he feels that he still has his stinger.
Great.
And
sting him.
I guess I've never heard that as a term, but okay.
Titans,
they need some help too. They need to get healthy.
Titans released Tyler Lockett, wide receiver. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of guys leaving Tennessee with what's going on there.
I was told it wasn't a fire sale.
Falcons could probably use a pass catcher.
In 28 hours?
Yeah, he'll be available.
He's not available as a free agent till Wednesday at 4.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
This, we don't know what's going on with the Ray Ray McLeod. There seems to be a nice little opening. I don't know. Now, is it one of those things you have to...
It was referred to by the head coach as a distraction.
Only to him.
But they'll always say nothing's a distraction. They actually called the guy a distraction. So that's, you know.
To be fair, I didn't hear the question. So maybe the question was, you know, leading the witness, Your Honor.
Is it a distraction? Well, it's only a distraction to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I was asked.
I'll take him. I like Tyler Lockett.
Yeah. Is that a guy you practice squad first, though? Like, that seems to be the thing now. Get him on the practice squad, make sure he's got something left. I don't know.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.